As for America's alleged loose living and immorality, one told a reporter, "We visited towns all across the country. None of them looked like Peyton Place to us." Another demanded, "Why do you allow your movies sent abroad to misrepresent you so horribly?" Perhaps the sharpest effect was registered by Dorio Mutti's weekly articles on America, published in his communist hometown's Gazzetta di Parma. His descriptions of Americans, the Iowa truck driver who can afford to have a TV set in his home and a new car in his garage, or the housewife in Salinas, California, who stayed up late to wash and iron our laundry, created a sensation. Parma's communist mayor told Dorio's father, "Your son is giving us an understanding of America we have never had before." The tour over, three of the students returned to their studies. Nurul Khan applied to the United States Information Agency in Pakistan for a job. "I'd like to spread my message about America," he said, "before entering my country's diplomatic service." As Harry says, for generations the Statue of Liberty in New York Harbor has been inviting the world to send its tired, its poor, its huddled masses. Today they're sending us their brilliant, their gifted, their leaders to be. It takes so little for an individual, a group, a community, to show these two at first hand what American freedom is.